Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor Shmuel Sandler, an expert on the Israeli political system at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies. Professor Sandler, it's been a topsy-turvy, very, very strange electoral season in Israel, and the polls seem to be reflecting this. What's leading to this kind of behavior?
It became very personal. I can't remember, as a matter of fact, an election that was so personal as this one. And it really surrounds the personality of Mr. Netanyahu, his personality, his behavior, and so on. I think both sides are using threats which are very emotional, like the right says if we lose and the left will come back and we'll see another Oslo, and the center-left argues that continuation of the Netanyahu government is very dangerous for Israel. So it became very emotional, and I think most of Israelis are already waiting for it to be over.
Is it a dirty campaign?
Yes, it's a sort of what's called negative campaigning, which everybody's smearing the other one. I think we're all waiting for it to be over.
Is this affecting the Israeli electorate in terms of the answers it's giving to pollsters? Is there a one day they're feeling this way and the next day they're feeling that way? Are people changing their minds?
According to the polls, they say that only 12% are undecided. But these are very critical 12% because the two camps are very close to each other. What is amazing, though, is that despite the fact that many thought that the accusations against Mr. Netanyahu of corruption will affect the division between the two camps, apparently it didn't.
Does this say something about the Israeli electorate not caring that a candidate that they're voting for is probably going to be indicted?
No. I think it's very similar to the situation in the United States. Mr. Netanyahu has his base, and that base strongly supports him.
You're saying that it's a personality-driven campaign?
Each side is smearing the other side's personality. I mean, the left brings out, of course, the accusations against Mr. Netanyahu, and the right is also retaliating by bringing out dirt on Mr. Gantz and his partners. So in general, I think this is the trend now in democracies.
You are listening to Professor Shmuel Sandler, an expert on the Israeli political system at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies. You have said that this is indicative of democracies all over. Give me some examples of where the same type of political campaign is being waged.
Well, we saw it in America with the Obama elections. We saw it now more recently with Trump against Mrs. Clinton. Look at Britain, yes, Mrs. May versus Corbyn. So we see it now all over the world.
Is democracy in decline because of this?
No, I don't think it's in decline because a lot of the issues, again, surrounding the personalities have to do with the Supreme Court role and versus the Knesset. So it is about democracy. The election it involves democracy. However, it always comes down to the person.
Professor Shmuel Sandler, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.